Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who are this year's sleepers, blue chippers, and busts?
With the fourth pick, the New England Patriots select...
Find out with Jones and Keefe's draft preview.
Not all baseball all day long here on Jones and Keefe. Red Sox home opener at Fenway a little after 2 o'clock against the St. Louis Cardinals. But every day at 10:45, we're breaking down the top positions in the draft, the top needs for the Patriots. And today our draft preview series continues with running back, which is a position that the owner brought up unprompted as a need for the team.
It's Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, speedback is what it is. Yeah. It's Jones and Keefe live at the cask here today. Stop by, say hello. A lot of you already have. Some of you have brought baked goods.
That's right.
Lots of you are showing off your Red Sox jerseys here today.
Oh, a Trevor Story. Add that to the list.
Oh, nice. Good
is
one.
Is it?
Yeah, well, it's a jersey. We were just asking for jerseys. We're not grading them.
It is one of
not
the
on
best.
Here.
It's one of the best jerseys of all time, according to our bracket. Where did it finish? Fourth? Or was it a final
yeah,
four?
It was a final four level jersey. Good point by you.
It does pop. The white, it does kind of really pop with the red letters. I do like it.
It's a good looking jersey. There's no doubt about it.
If you could have anyone, what would it be?
Ooh.
Past, present, or future?
Ooh.
Meyer, our guy.
Could be a Yeah. Yeah. Get a future on Marcelo Meyer.
Marcelo Meyer.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I was a big Nomar kid. So, like, I guess
of course
Nomar,
you were.
It feels corny.
Well, like, it's just like everybody had one.
If I'm being genuine, probably Nomar.
I was a big Ellis Burks fan. That was maybe my first favorite Red Sox player was Ellis Burks. So maybe I'd rock that.
Ellis Burks.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's real nice.
The World Series winner.
I had one Red Sox t-shirt, I believe. One or two.
Yeah, I had like
one of them was Pokey Reese.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a glove right there.
A real good glove.
Not much of a stick.
Nothing.
But a lot of leather.
Why they called it Pokey, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Not
either.
A lot of pokes.
So we're live today at the cast. We're presented by Coors Light. Choose chill. I see a lot of Coors out there in the crowd.
So
good for you supporting that. Top five running backs, Keith?
Yeah.
For the New England Patriots. A lot of these guys could be first rounders. I'd say four of them have a shot at first round. I'd say all of these guys certainly are taken in the first two. Number one, we've talked about him a lot, Ashton Jeanty, running back out of Boise State, legitimately making runs at Barry Sanders' career numbers in college. I'd say that's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Former teammate of Drake May at North Carolina, Amarian Hampton, who I believe is the fourth player in ACC history, 1,500-plus yards and double-digit touchdowns or something like that. It's like Lamar Jackson and only a few other players who have ever done it.
Wow. Darren McFadden?
No, ACC history.
Oh, ACC history.
ACC history.
Well, done.
You got the two backs at Ohio State, Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, who transferred from Ole Miss going in the last year. And then we have Caleb Johnson. I think there could be a lot of names as the fifth back. I like Caleb Johnson, bigger back with some speed out of Iowa. What are your thoughts on those top five? Who do you like?
So I think Jeanty and Hampton are both lock first-round picks. That's how I view it. I'm with you. Maybe more if teams look at the success of some of the other
running backs. It might be like the Bijan year where
it could be.
Bijan and Gibbs both go super high.
No, you were on this first, but the Ashton Jeanty in the top 10, in the top five, in this particular class, actually does fascinate me. And he's the guy that you'd see the highlights early on, and then by the end I saw him play a little bit more. And then we were tweeting out that video of his pro day where he's working out with his shirt off. You're like,
hell
look
yeah.
at this guy.
Hell yeah.
No, but his production is just so off the charts. And because there's no automatic stud left tackle, there's really no automatic stud wide receiver, and the Patriots don't need a quarterback. All right, what's left on offense to improve your offense? That's why I do look at somebody like Ashton Jeanty, and whether he's sharing a backfield with Stevenson and Gibson or however they end up figuring all that out, he interests me the most. He is the only one I think I would take a first-round pick on, because I think this position year after year, you can find pretty good guys that can plug and play, like Stevenson himself in the second or third round, but he does intrigue me in the first round. I know it's sort of an obvious pick, but I think he's kind of a lock.
I'd take him at four.
Yeah.
Assuming that the latest reporting is anywhere near accurate, Abdul Carter's gone and Travis Hunter's gone, I take Jeanty at four.
Yep.
So I love Jeanty. Amarian Hampton, I do think, is probably better in the passing game out of the two. So you want to talk about a guy who is a more modern back. Maybe you could talk me into Hampton in that way. And there's a chance he's more the Gibbs to the Bijan in that draft, where, again, he's more of a modern-day player.
Yeah.
Jenty's good in the passing game. But if it's not Jeanty, I would look at Amarian Hampton. Who do you like outside of the top five?
RJ Harvey from Central Florida is super productive. And I think sometimes the guys don't get credit for their college. Everybody's good in college. But if you look at the top three rushers from a year ago, it was Jeanty, Hampton, Harvey. He ran for almost 1,600 yards. He had nearly 40 touchdowns over the last 2 years. Another stat that jumped out to me, two years ago, he finished first in the nation in 10-plus yard runs, tied for first in 20-plus yard runs, and then was second in total touchdowns over the last two seasons. So he's very productive, very, very productive. And, you know, one of the weaknesses I read about him was he doesn't have a lot of production in the pass game, but they didn't really use him there. So, like, it doesn't mean he can't do it, because he's shown to have good hands.
It might mean he can't do it.
Well, I think they handed him the ball all the time, though, as part of the thing.
This is my Sony Michel logic when they took him. I'm like, when he caught it, he was pretty good at it.
Got it.
But they didn't use him enough at Georgia. Then he got to the NFL.
The pros,
you go,
yeah, I guess he couldn't do it.
You go, well, maybe there was a reason they didn't do it.
He would be like a day
three
pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah. A fourth round pick. Yeah.
No, and look, there's a lot. It's a deep, deep running back draft. I think we could have had seven or eight guys that were worthy of being in the top five in most years. I like Cam Scataboo, or I'm intrigued, I should say.
Yeah, sure.
I like Cam Scataboo, and it's purely on production. 1,700 yards last year, 21 touchdowns at Arizona State. He helped run them to the college football playoff.
Oh, it was Scataboo, excuse me. I said it was Jeanty, Scataboo, then Harvey.
Yeah.
When I was talking about rushing yards.
1,700 yards, 21 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He also had 600 yards receiving and three more touchdowns on 45 catches. So he spent 2 years at ASU. He was at Sac State before that. He's an older prospect. Like, there are some people who believe in, you know, later breakouts aren't as intriguing, aren't as impressive as early breakouts.
Yeah.
But I can't look past that production. I'm not taking him round one. I'm not taking him round two. I would be skeptical round three, but if he were there in round four and you're at pick 107 or whatever the Pats have, I'd be highly intrigued by Cam Scataboo outside of the top five.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
He's funny. He's sort of similar. We were talking a lot of Joe Milton yesterday, obviously, but like non-first round picks that get brought up before the draft, Usually it's few and far between. Usually yeah. we're highlighting like the top stud guys, especially these last few years where the Patriots have picked so high. But
Milton,
going all the way
Milton
back to
was one.
Joe Milton was definitely one. So is Cam Scataboo. We got more texts about Cam Scataboo than anybody else.
We'll get random texts, yeah. random Twitch messages, random calls about Cam Scataboo. And I get why. I mean, he's impossible to tackle. At least yeah. he was at Arizona State. And so, I don't know. I mean, I wonder how I'll transition to the next level, but I would roll the dice on that production. Who don't you like in the top five, Keith?
So, out of that group in the top five, I think I would be disappointed if they ended up with Hampton. Not that he's not a good back. It's just if you're going to spend a first-round pick, I want it to be on Genty, or I would just wait. So kind of similar to my guys the last couple of days on the offensive line and wide receiver, I don't necessarily hate the prospect. I just think it would be a disappointing first-round pick. Like Kelvin Banks,
yeah.
not saying he's going to suck in the NFL, but if they walked away in the first round, they traded down to 9 and took Banks, they'd be like, oh, really? Like you went into the draft with the 4th overall pick and you ended up with Banks, or you ended up, oh, we traded down to 12 and we got Hampton. So I'd be like, on the one hand, I'm intrigued that you picked a running back, but just stay there and take Genty then, you know? So I would say Hampton out of that top five group.
Mine would be, and I like all these backs, but now I got to pick somebody who I'm most down on. Mm-hmm. It's Henderson. He's too small. You know, he's listed at 208. I think he weighed in at 202 at the combine. So he's explosive.
Yeah, he's fast.
And he has runaway speed and breakaway speed. That's tiny, though. And I know players in the NFL get smaller and smaller as the game's played more in space. I wouldn't plant my flag on a guy who's 202.
The player comp, I think CBS Sports player comp for Travion Henderson, Kareem Hunt.
I mean, look.
Not bad.
You got Kareem Hunt on day two. You're feeling pretty good about it. You know, on the field.
On the field.
So that would be a guy I'm down on. You can weigh in on our draft preview series, running backs for the Patriots. How big of a need? Who do you like? Who don't you like?
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.